Alan Cutler Show with award-winning TV sportscaster Alan Cutler.
I respect you for what you've done and what you've brought to this community, covering sports and all of that. And I always thought that you were a kind of quirky guy.
And to try and soften up the media, we bring Crumble Cookies to Crumble Cookies, also a sponsor. We bring Crumble Cookies to every press conference to feed the media. We feel like full stomachs make them kinder writers.
Hello, Mark. Mr. Pope, 1996.
Oh, my gosh. What? Hey, let's give it up right here. This is my guy. Yes. I'm so happy to see you.
And the countdown is on for Mark Pope joining us. We hope, fingers crossed, it's scheduled. But, hey, with his schedule, if he has to back out, do I get it? Yeah. Glad he's on the schedule. It's a possibility he'll be live in the studio, but I would say that's probably remote. Either way, I am collecting questions. I've actually taken a couple from Facebook, those who have gone on my Facebook page. I've got some from former players, and I'm going to reach out to some more. It's pretty good stuff. And, Jimmy, the over and under is that I will be laughing with Mark Pope within 60 seconds of him being on the show. You want to take the bet?
Yes.
You don't think I can?
No, I'll take the under.
Oh, you take the bet? You'll take the under.
I don't. Oh, yeah, I'm taking the under.
Well, you know, you've seen me do this. Like, I'll usually hold this up like this is what I prepared for the guest. I just do my prep work and just talk, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I do. This is different. I'm actually preparing some things, which is a little unusual. Actually, it's most unusual. I think in TV, I think I did it two or three times in all those decades. Seriously, I just didn't. I did it one time with Cal, okay? And when I did it with Cal, it went out the window. I asked him a really good, fair, tough question. He decided not to answer it and went filibustering for about 4 minutes of my 10 minutes or whatever the heck it was. And I was looking at him like, dude, really? 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 And he kind of smirked back like, you're not going to get me. And I wasn't trying to get him. It's something to do with gambling or something like that. I don't remember. And it wasn't like, getting Cal. It was something on a topic that was apropos at the time. He didn't want to answer. So anyway, I'm preparing for that. Now, here's the thing. I don't know when Mark Pope said that thing about the cookies, okay? And I'm sure if he wants to get a sponsor to bring cookies to the media, it'll happen, or UK will just supply it, that kind of thing. That's hysterical, though. There'll be better writers if we feed them cookies. Can I see Mark doing it? Yeah, will he? I have no idea. I just thought it was kind of funny. I'm going to be careful here about Cal. Is that being no filter or not? I'm not going to hold back, duh. And by the way, Roger Clinton, our Arkansas correspondent, will be joining us about 20 after Reds baseball also today early. So that'll be on the table. But John Calipari's a smart man. But he did a lot of dumbass, stupid things. And he really is a smart guy. Allowing Trent Noah to go to South Carolina isn't one of the top 10 dumb things he did here, Jimmy. It's not. But it was really dumb. Look, I can't tell you how much the kid's going to play, but let's be real. At least 100% of you and me had no idea Jeff Shepard was going to be this good with his son, right?
Yeah.
No idea. You knew Jeff Shepard's son was going to be this good? You did not. If you were, you were just a Hokie fan. Sorry, and you could be a Hokie fan, and I respect that, saying, oh, he's going to be the best, whatever. You had no idea Reed was going to be that good. And in reality, we all guess. Some of us have an educated guess, which I do. Guess what? Am I often wrong? Wouldn't say often. Am I wrong? Hell yeah. I was wrong about Reed. I had no idea Reed would be this good. I was worried about him getting enough playing time. I'm not going to make things up. That's the truth. Jimmy, remember I said that? Instead of me saying, yeah, I knew all along, I did not. I did not. And so I have no idea if Trent Noah can be a star here. I just don't. But when your team is down like 16 and you score like 48 points and you bring your team back into Sweet 16 with all that pressure and you keep on playing games like that and you average like 20 points as a freaking freshman, right? And you hit over 100 threes and you shoot 43% and you love Kentucky. You don't like Kentucky. You love Kentucky. and you will dive on the floor and dive in the stands and do anything you can for the University of Kentucky, and Cal didn't offer him a scholarship? It was really dumb. And I say that, again, I have no idea how much he's going to play. It wouldn't surprise me if he surprises us. What I'm doing, Jimmy, is I'm keeping a very open mind. Why should I not be open? Should I be less open because he's from Eastern Kentucky? What a dumb blank thing that would be for me. The kid looks like he's 6'6 legitimate. Some people tell me 6'7. I have no idea. Look, he's a big, strong, smart kid. Since the day he could probably crawl, he wanted to come here. And don't negate something. You don't think he's dealt with pressure? Oh, he's from East Kentucky. You know, that's different. Oh, stop it. People say that, they need to shut up. Really. You know that story that Travis Perry told us, Jimmy, I think is one of my favorite since we started doing the show? You remember this? Seventh grade. He's on varsity. He had not played a second of high school ball. They were on the road. I think he said, and I'm sorry if I don't remember this correctly, but Jimmy, I'm 99% sure he said it was against like their arch rival. And the stands are packed. He has not taken the court, and they're already yelling overrated. It's one of the great stories since we've done this show for 19 months, right?
Yeah.
It's just a freaking classic. Don't tell me because you're from Eastern Kentucky or from parts way away from here that you haven't dealt with pressure. Don't tell me that. I'm going to tell you to shut up. I'm also going to tell you, you can have your own opinion, but I'm going to tell you to shut up. You don't like it? It's my show. It's pretty simple. I love it. I don't like it. I love it that Mark Pope is bringing his kid in. I think it's spectacular. Again, I don't think it's good. I think it's spectacular. You don't think this kid knows he represents everybody in the mountains? You don't think this kid knows he represents everybody in Harlan County? You don't think this kid knows the pressure that he's under? You don't think this kid hasn't been dealing with this for how many years now, Jimmy? Long time. Long time. You put up a spot of over 40 in the Sweet 16, and I'm paying attention. This kid is one of the best shooters in America last year. Let me repeat. In America last year. Shame on Cal. I'm serious. And by the way, if you think I'm just going to dump on Cal because he's not here and he's down there, so therefore it's easy to dump on, I ain't doing that crap. I'm not. I respect what he accomplished the first part of his career. Respect it a lot. How could he not see it? See, Jimmy, that's the part that baffles me. He goes around the state. He talks about and did it and raised so much money for so many good causes and helped out so many people and not have a feel and understanding of what kids like Trent Noah mean. It's baffling. And it's bad judgment. And it's stupid. It's just stupid. And look, I hope Cal does well down in Arkansas. And if some of you don't like that opinion, that's fine. When Arkansas plays Kentucky, I want Kentucky to win. You've heard me say many times, I'm going to be objective in my opinions, but I always want Kentucky to win. I've always wanted that. You live here. What are you, nuts? Jerry Tipton was a little different. He said he rooted for the story. I got no problem with that. At least he was open and honest about it. I respect that a lot more than a reporter who's so gaga about Kentucky they can't see past their nose. And if it's my nose, that's pretty serious, right, Jimmy?
Nah.
It's crazy. And I love the wink, wink. You decommit from South Carolina, and almost seconds later, you're coming to Kentucky. A little bit of an exaggeration there. You know, in the old days, you know what they'd call this? Tempering!
I'm sure people are still trying to say that.
Nah. This is the wild, wild west, baby. Anything goes. You know, I would love to sit down and talk to Cal calmly, by the way. Not like I would do a monologue and say, but seriously, I mean this sincerely. What the hell were you thinking? Let's say the kid can't play. And if I'm going to bet, Jimmy, I'm betting the kid can really play. Do I know? I don't know, and neither do you. Is everybody in Harlan County expecting him to someday be a star here? Yes, and I hope they're right. Not the point. You got a lot of scholarships. Somebody has to sit on the bench, okay? I'm not suggesting you offer a scholarship for that because that's charity. That's charity. If you're saying, oh, I just want to have a kid from Eastern Kentucky to sit on the bench, unless you tell them and they're okay with it. Who was it? North Carolina took a guard about 15 years ago, and they told him, actually, it was a kid from Kentucky. Can't think of his name. Went played at University Heights. Not important to look it up, Jimmy. But they told him, hey, guess what? You're not going to play. And you know what? And the kid was a good player. Short guy, guard. I can't think of his name. I'm trying to think of it. It's not important. But you know what I liked about it? They were honest with him. Had a nice career, too. Did okay. Practice player. As I recall right, got to play a little bit. But they were honest with him. That's not charity. They needed a practice player. They told him that. He was smart enough to know with the players that North Carolina was recruiting, he wasn't going to play anyway, right? Guess what? They liked him. Can't think of his name. It's back when University of Hatch was really good. I just think this is good. Can you imagine scoring 20 points a game as a freshman? Woo! 35, 48, 29, and 17. You know what those numbers are? Points he scored in the four games in the Sweet 16. Am I being too strong on Cal in your humble opinion, Jimmy?
No, it's your opinion.
Ah.
Be as strong as you want with your own opinion.
Oh, I have your permission?
Yes.
Wow.
I do allow it.
Do you agree?
Yeah, I do. I think a lot of people around here were wondering why he didn't recruit him. And I think it goes back to because he was ranked 103.
Who gives a rat's?
Cal, obviously.
you think you were set up for that?
Yeah. But I think that's probably why.
Now, if he was like number 432, by the way, was it UConn or Creighton? One of those two teams, and I don't remember, have a guard who hit threes who was ranked past 350. I'm positive it's one of the two schools. And I remember talking to, I think it was Doug Barnes, saying, why can't Kentucky get a kid like that? Wasn't tall, short kid, hell of a shooter, didn't start, played, helped. Good players come in all shapes and sizes. We all know that. You're 103, you're a Kentucky boy. And does it mean more having a Kentucky cross his chest? I've always believed that since 1981.
Even Tristan Newton from UConn, he wasn't even ranked coming out of high school.
Oh, that's correct. But I wasn't thinking about Tristan. I'm thinking about a shorter white kid. And I forgot about Tristan, but bullseye dead on. And isn't it amazing how much better they got when they went to UConn?
Yeah.
Do I think that's an accident? I do not. There is a difference in culture. And by the way, I'm betting the culture here is going to be spectacular. Spectacular. I can see Trent Noah playing. When? I have no damn idea. Is that fair? No idea. Yep. Would I take him in 2 seconds? First of all, look at it this way. He's going to be practicing against kids that are 23 years old, right?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, and especially his size. It's not like he's small. He doesn't have a small. He's 6'6", 200 pounds.
He's a big kid.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can question, is he quick enough to guard some people?
Yeah.
You can question that.
Yeah.
But guess what? If you're saying, oh, no, you're being down on him. No, if you're evaluating a player, you want to know, could he guard somebody 6'2", who's really athletic? I have no idea. Don't I know? But guess what? I'll take a chance. Can you play zone? Ha. How about this? Maybe you're not the fastest guy in the world, but you know what the hell you're doing. I'll take my chance in 2 seconds. Over 100 threes, 43%. Rip his heart open. It's blue, 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 blue. His family is blue, 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 blue. Bet the kid never has to pay for another meal the rest of his life in Harlan County. Exaggeration. You know what I'm saying. Roger Clinton in a couple minutes. Oh, why do I prepare all these things for a monologue that's not getting on the air? That thing just bugged me. Especially when he said yes so quickly. All right, I'll just say it. When I saw that he quickly committed to Kentucky, I'll just say it. Cal, you're a dumbass. That was my thought at my computer at home yesterday. And I'm not going to apologize for that. Yet I respect a lot of John Calipari. I think he can do both. Alan Cutler, having fun. It's different. And Mark Pope, scheduled for tomorrow at noon. I'm still compiling questions. I have some good ones. And I'm going to put the pressure on me. I really am. I really think I can get Mark laughing, Mark and I laughing within the first minute. We'll see. We'll see. Terry Page, Terry Page, 859-373-0578, 859-373-0578. Not a good, not a very good, a great licensed massage therapist and a natural healer. Text her to get an appointment, 859-373-0578.
The Alan Cutler Show on ESPN 92.5.
Stop in Clark's Pump and Shop for discounted gas and in-store specials.
That's right. This month we have Jack Link's Jerky 3 1/4 ounce bags, 2 for $10, and assorted combos peg bags, 2 for $5.
Clark's Pump and Shop. Return, refresh, refuel.
Houchins Insurance Group is proud to partner with Auto Owners Insurance, a company that provides opportunity for independent agents to make insurance simple for their clients, offering risk management services that range from a renter's policy for your college student to home and auto coverage for your entire family. Houchins Insurance Group assures you that nobody works harder to keep you protected from life's uncertainties.
Reach out to AJ Boss or Zach Bennett at 859-263-2771 to see if Auto Owners Insurance makes sense for you.
Back to No Filter Radio with Alan Cutler. Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, and Google, Monday through Friday.
Alan Cutler, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM. He's got to be tired, or maybe he's cool with it. Well, he's got no choice. The brother of President Bill Clinton, Roger Clinton, is kind enough to join us. Roger, I'm going to name one. Thanks for joining us. I'm going to name you our hog correspondent this year. Are you good with that title? And I'm going to tell you, it comes with a huge salary for doing my show.
Okay, I'm down, Alan. I'm down. Let's do it every week.
I don't know about every week. I think it was every week you and I would be in a wrestling match. But we're going to do it often if that fits with your schedule. So let me ask you this. What's that, Brody? Yep. I stepped on you. I couldn't hear you.
No. I said that works into my schedule, whatever works for you.
Okay.
Go ahead, hit me with whatever you want to hit me with.
Okay, now, I know you're going to be honest with me, and I know there's no way that I could attempt to duplicate our private conversation the other night with you laughing because I couldn't dare ask you that question on radio, which had us laughing for about a minute. You remember what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do remember it. You are not going to bring that up on air, are
no,
you?
No. You know, I got a lot of guts. I don't have that much guts. And I love doing this, and I don't want this to be my last show. Okay, so I'm hearing two takes.
Okay.
I'm hearing two takes from Arkansas people. One, they're super excited that John Calipari is down there. Two, give Cal credit. He's done, not that I'm surprised, he's already done a wonderful job putting a roster together. When anybody up here likes it or not, and I wish the guy the best, and I'm not surprised. Why would anybody be surprised? He's already put a really good roster together. But three, I have heard that there are some people said, well, he had a great roster in Kentucky and hasn't had squat the last 4 or 5 years. And maybe some people aren't as excited down there as they really should be. So I have no idea. Since you are our hog correspondent, Roger Clinton, brother of Bill.
Yes, sir.
What the hell is it in reality?
Yes, sir.
Or is it split about John Calipari being in Arkansas?
Well, I really don't think it's split, Alan. I tell you, I'm excited. Arkansas is excited. It's because we are trying. It would be really nice to get to where Kentucky basketball, just some semblance of being where Kentucky basketball is year in and year out. Your history, it goes without saying that, you know, there are many years in between the times that we are competitive in the conference, in the Southeast Conference, much less on a national level. Now, we've made some splashes here and there, but Calipari is a hell of a coach, in my opinion. Now, I think you can stay too long, especially these days, and you can stay, and the longer you stayed, the longer your tenure was, the more successful and the more people love you. If you don't continue to produce, and not only continue to produce at the same level, but if you don't advance or progress, and if you, in Kentucky, basically, if you don't win championships, then you're going to be, you know, you're on thin ice. And I think that's where he got to. Now, he's always been a great recruiter, So we're excited about the recruitment. We're just hoping that he can coach as well as he recruits, and hope he hadn't lost a step in his coaching ability, because we have doggone sure got a roster this year.
You know, I like how you put that, hoping he can coach, and I think that's the thing. One thing I know about Cal, when he has his back to the wall, and his back would have been to the wall here big time had he stayed, the pressure on these kids would have been ginormous all year, just waiting for postseason to see what they've done. It would have been really almost unfair to the kids and almost unfair to him, but at $9 million, it's $9 million, and yeah, I don't care about the money, but it would have been horrendous, no question. But he has a thing that when there's a burr up somewhere in his body, he often comes out fighting. And I'm going to be curious to see if he takes a look at himself and maybe makes some alterations, because the guy isn't stupid. He's a Hall of Fame coach, and at one point I thought he was a hell of a coach, and I don't think he was a hell of a coach the last 4 or 5 years here for a lot of reasons I'm not going into. And a lot of coaches his age lose it. Some might get it back. So I want to see. But I think he's heard the criticism. I think he's digested it, and I think he wants to show the world that I'm still John Calipari, and maybe I'm wrong.
Nope, I think you're spot on about that. And that's exactly, not only do we think that, that's what we're hoping for. We're hoping this is recharging him. It is sort of redirecting him, revitalizing him, and taking him back to the way Kentucky felt when y'all signed him out of Memphis, when he came there. And he came there not to take Kentucky where they've never been, but to continue what has been the richest basketball history that I, as far as I'm concerned, in the country, in my lifetime. But we are wanting to go to where you can count on one hand where we are hoping he takes us. How many times we've been to where we're hoping we go to with Coach Calipari, or Calamari, who knows?
You know what?
We're still trying to learn how to figure out how to pronounce it. But anyway,
if he wins, it doesn't matter what you call him.
He can get us competitive. Yeah, we just want to be competitive, and we think that we are. I mean, I don't see, unless he just absolutely can't coach, which we know he can. I don't even know if he has to be a superior coach in order to take this team that he is putting together here at Arkansas. It's an amazing collection of talent so far, and thank you to you and the great people of Kentucky. We've had a lot of good interaction just recently: baseball, horse racing, now basketball. It's really cool, I think. And one of my dearest friends, who happens to be a mutual friend with you, is from Kentucky. So there's a lot of great positive interaction with our two states recently, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
so,
I think it's cool.
But don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to really love it when we beat y'all. And when we beat y'all this season, I'm really going to love that. So don't get me wrong.
You know what? When Kentucky and Arkansas play, we're going to have to make some sort of silly. We're going to make a silly bet. I don't know what it is. Maybe you'll think of something. Something silly. Nothing big financially.
Yeah, maybe some Icelandic bet. Maybe an Icelandic bet. Something like that.
Or how about a plunge, a water plunge or something? I don't know, but we're going to do something really stupid and funny. Nothing mean or us, but we're going to do it.
Okay.
Last thing, and I don't mean to be negative, but if the Hogs fail in the NCAA tournament 2 years in a row, I really believe, and dollars has so much to do with this. You know that. Come on, Roger, you're a businessman. You know all the things in the world that you've done and that kind of thing. There'll be added pressure, and we get it because it's money and it's business. If he fails postseason 2 years in a row, I think people are going to want to run his blank out of town. Do you agree with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can. If he was an unknown quantity, then I can see where we might give him more than 2 years, and not just him. Anybody in his position that brings the history that he brings and his past that he brings. But no, specifically about Coach Cal, if he doesn't produce in 2 years, I think he's out of here. So,
and if he wins, you'll call him King Cal.
The King of the Hogs. By the way, last one. I got to ask you this question. It's just bugging me. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. So I remember when John Pelfrey was introduced as the Hogs coach, and I was sorry it didn't work out. I really like Pell. We're not going to get into that now. But
yeah.
He stood there and did the big suey thing, right? I mean, it's just what you have to do. You might not be comfortable with it. You got to do it.
Yeah.
If you hired me to be the play-by-play guy, and I'm sure you could find 1,000 people more qualified, that's not the point. But if you hired me, then I'd have to learn how to say pig suey and do it with feeling and passion and emotion. I would practice the damn thing. Now, Cal didn't do the pig suey.
You know,
he got off the damn stage. He did that crap on purpose. Trust me, he did it on purpose. How come he didn't take any crap for that?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wasn't even thinking about it, but by God, he won't be able to do it again. And now that you've brought that up, we might have to incorporate that somewhere in our little wager, in our little friendly wager.
Okay.
Because I might want to hear you call him and see how you can call him.
Oh, no, wait a second. Now, wait a second. Hold it. Jimmy's smiling at me now. Jimmy likes your suggestion. First of all, I would be terrible at it. Second of all, I wouldn't practice on purpose. And third of all, if that's your take, I'm going to have to come up with something. You give me plenty of time to be really mean to you when Kentucky beats Arkansas. I mean, really mean, because that's about the meanest thing you can come up with for me. And I, you know what? Damn it, that was good on your part. You're proud of yourself. I can't wait. You're gonna call.
Yeah. I am.
You can't wait to call Greg Long, our buddy who played UK football, who's the one. Thank goodness for him. He got the two of us together, and I know he's listening, but you're going to call him up and say, I just kicked Cutler's butt on radio. Aren't you going to do that?
That's the first call I make.
I understand.
The first call I make.
Okay. We will talk before the season starts. I'm going to find an excuse to ask you to come back more and more often because you're great, and if you can fit me in your schedule. And Roger Clinton, thanks, dude. I really appreciate it. And okay, go ahead. Give me a pig suey so I know what it sounds like. Go ahead.
Pig suey, Razorbacks. There you go, baby. I got a friend of mine in the car with me. We're heading out to the lake. Oh, and by the way, let me just throw this in because we're going out to Lake Hamilton, out on the boat, just to relax.
Okay.
It's a guy I grew up with, and we're gonna go talk hog ball because they're three ball players. We grew up playing sports, and we're diehard hog fans.
Okay.
Now, that being said, one of them sent me something that I want to give a little credit to Coach Cal real quick before we leave.
Okay.
I read something that he sent. I don't know if it was a Facebook post or whatever it was, but he sent a note to the people of Arkansas because, as you probably know, or you might know, we just had some bad tornadoes. One barely missed my home in Royal, Arkansas, jumped up and came back down on the lake, on Lake Hamilton, the lake we're going to.
Okay.
Anyway, there was a fatality. There was much, there was extensive damage to roof, to houses, condos, and so forth, and boats. And Coach Cal wrote a note saying to the people of Arkansas, we understand the history of Hot Springs. I'm learning about the history of Hot Springs in relation to Arkansas and the good people there, and my heart goes out to you because of the tornado damage that you suffered in Hot Springs and surrounding area. If there's anything I can do, please contact me and let me know. So it was a very gracious thing for him to do. So he's definitely off to a good start here with the people of Arkansas.
Yeah, I saw that. Raj, I saw that. I'm not surprised he did it. He can be absolutely unequivocally spectacular with his heart when it comes to that. Hey, Raj, I appreciate you coming on. Thanks,
okay,
dude.
Okay, Alan.
Enjoy the lake.
Have a great day. We will. All right.
Don't say pig suey again. Don't do it. Hang up on him fast, Jimmy, before he says it. Hang up. He's going to say it. No. He's going to say it. Jimmy, no. Get him off the phone. No. Thanks.
Go on.
He's really good. You know, we could have him on once a week, Jimmy. What do you think? Whatever it is, it's entertaining, right?
Oh, yeah.
We might. And by the way, I've already gotten the text from Greg Long. Greg Long, a good buddy who was a pound for pound, one of the toughest safeties I've ever watched. Didn't say he was an NFL player. One tough, tough safety. We got time to play the Rick Carlisle soundbite?
Yes.
You cut it down? Okay, so here's the deal. I'm a huge Knick fan, okay? And there's no question the Patriots got screwed. Fair is fair. I'm not changing who I am. As much as I love the Knicks, there was one play in particular, Jimmy, I don't know if you saw it last night, where Hart, who's been spectacular, literally in front of the refs, not lightly, pushed with two hands Halliburton in the back. How they didn't call that, one of the most egregious non-calls I've seen this year. And so in the first game, Rick Carlisle, who's a great coach, he's a Hall of Fame coach, he's really normally really calm, said there were 29 bad calls. They didn't send it to the league because they were hoping to get a better thing. Now they're saying there was a total of 78 incorrect calls. I mean, this refereeing, look, I love the Knicks, but you know what? If you push a guy in the back, guess what? Call the damn foul, right? Can I be more fair?
Yeah.
So here's Rick Carlisle about he got thrown out of the game. He got thrown out of the game on purpose because he was really ticked off.
There were 29 plays in game one that we thought were clearly called the wrong way. I decided not to submit them because I just felt like, you know, we get a more balanced whistle tonight. It didn't feel that way.
Didn't get a balanced whistle. I got to tell you, I love watching the Pacers play. I love how they move the ball. It's really, really good. I want to throw these numbers out here. You ready for this, Jimmy? 42, 48, 43, 46, 53, 46, 48, 48. Those are numbers, Dick Hoops Weiss, my buddy put that up, of Josh Hart, the number of minutes he's played in the last eight games, scoring 22, 21, 24, 18, 16, 24, and 19 points. But here's the deal. He is, everyone says he's by far the best rebounding guard in the NBA. 13, 15, 6, 17, 9, 14, 13, 15 rebounds.
He's second in the playoffs this year, just three behind Jokic for total rebounds.
That's unbelievable.
Out of everybody.
Just unbelievable. And I love him. And he plays so hard. Plays so hard. It is absolutely off the charts. Off the charts. It's crazy. Knicks are fun. They're also pretty banged up like everybody is at this point in time. And they came back to win with Brunson hurt. And you know what's the funny thing? If you're watching what I thought the TNT announcers thought, the way he was holding his hands, I thought maybe he hurt his groin. And it was his foot. And he sat out the rest of the half, somehow played in the second half, and played the whole second half. And so after the game last night, my buddy Dick Hoops Weiss, we talk all the time. I think there were days I talked to him more than I talked to my wife. Ooh, is that possible? Anyway, so it's last night around 11 o'clock. He calls up and he says, basically, big boy, who does Brunson remind you of? And I'm going, and I've thought about this before, and I can't think of an NBA player, but I have said this. I have never seen. You got to understand, I go back to 1960 watching the NBA. I did not grow up a college basketball fan because it was New York. Yeah, St. John's was okay at certain points. Sonny Dove and those guys and Chris Mullins and times they were really good. But hey, it's not a college basketball town, not on Long Island. Huge NBA plays. I mean, I could name all the starting lineups when I was a kid. Seriously, that's just what I was. But I don't talk about it that much here. But I've followed all these guys and studied them. Jimmy, I can't think of another NBA player that's like him. I also cannot think of anybody I have ever watched. I'm going to repeat this. Anybody I have ever watched who gets his shot off against bigger people without getting it blocked, and his ability to have a feel and at times put his shot up so high with such a straight up arc that it doesn't get blocked. I've never seen anybody do it. And here's the other thing. I want to know what his resting heart rate is. You know what I'm talking about, Jimmy, right?
Yeah.
He's so calm. He is so calm. He's so calm. He's so calm. You know, Stab was a heck of a player. Okay. So if you can tell me somebody you've ever seen shoot like that with no space falling away as much as he does, please let me know. Ever. I'm not saying he's the best player in the history of the NBA. I'm not talking about that because that's not true. I'm talking about getting your shot off in that particular manner. Text me if you got it. 859-381-1313. Okay. Mark Pope, we believe, will be tomorrow, straight up at 12. Brett tells me he'll probably get him for about 20 minutes. Over and under, I'm going to make him laugh. I've got some questions put together. If you have another question you want to send me, put it on my Facebook page. That'd be great. Or throw it at Cutler18. Reds baseball. Reds baseball. Can they win a damn game? Have yourself a great day. Pope is tomorrow, and then a couple other special guests. Alan Cutler, 1300 AM, 92.5 FM.
The Alan Cutler Show on ESPN 92.5 and 1300 AM and on the ESPN.